get anything you wanted. I mean, as far as merchandise, it was a great place. And then we had very little racial problems down here. You know, we worked down here, we shopped down here. You know, Mr. Bierman bought the elders out of Elder Johnson, and he helped everybody. He's a great person. And then arcade, it was like open up to all kinds. They even had a shop in there that made toilet seats clear. A toilet seat, not no big fancy.
Just a toilet seat.
The back of it was clear, and it had $9.5 bills inside of anything. And I love that shop, and I could never afford to buy nothing in there. I used to go in there, he had 50 cents in it, and dollar bills, and he had one with $5 bills. Man. And they gave you an opportunity. That arcade that gave people opportunity, because them shops on the side like this, it was made just like this here hallway here. It was great. But I still don't think it was a hub. I just think it was one of the better places. That and what's that restaurant? Was over here.
Virginia Cafeteria.
Yeah, and
that was a good place to eat too.
Yeah, they had eateries all over there. In the hood.
Yeah, we had about 10 or 11 theaters down here.
Yeah.
And I told the professor that a couple stories. I'm trying to remember, he probably don't want me to repeat them, I can't remember them. I'm trying to think, but you know, it was just a. It was just a neat place to come down to. Downtown was the place to come to. Come down here and buy clothes. We had great clothing stores.
Okay.
Buy hats, anything you wanted.
Okay. The thing about the hub is that it's the best stop from all four directions, north, east, south, and west. And it's sitting right here. This is the center of the heart of Dayton right there. And he's sitting right there. And then the stores accumulated around, it was great. I mean, you could walk down here from the west side, and then that little, over there off of Brown Street, you could walk from over there because it comes out right up there. And
it was very well centrally located. I'd walk from North Dayton down here just to save my bus money.
Mm-hmm. Me too, because
so I
want
to spend more money at the theater.
You don't know nothing about this, but I saved my bus fare so I could go to one of these movies down here. They were about 25 cents.
That's what I did.
Go to a movie down here, man.
Yeah, it was kind of ornery, but we used to chip in and pay one guy's way in, and he'd open the door and let the rest of us sneak in.
And the side door. Then all the RKO's left. Yeah, what's the name of that street where they had the cheap movies? Jefferson?
Oh, Jefferson down here. They had the Rialto, the Ohio, and the Columbia Theater. They were the cheapest in town to go to. Like second-run movies and Western, a lot of Westerns.
It didn't matter because we were downtown, so we come from the west side.
But you could come down here with 50 cents and have a pretty good time. Get in the movies, buy popcorn, have a pop, and a candy bar.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that. Mm-hmm. We can take $1. That's bus fare. Hot dog, popcorn, and a big old sugar daddy candy. Well, and then still have a dime to catch the bus back home. Now you going in a movie with $1? They want to know what you want. A glass of water. You want the hobo special? A glass of water and a toothpick.
Yeah. The fine float.
Yeah.
So on that note, I kind of sense that. With all this conversation, you're saying kind of shoulder to shoulder, buses are packed, that kind of downtown Dayton, you say it's centrally located, was kind of just a really big hubbub and a public sphere for people to come and commingle, essentially,
yeah.
Right? And would you say, because, you know, when we're doing our research here, we're kind of assessing what changed to make that kind of go away, right? And I know you're talking, you know, we're talking about the malls, as kind of a mentioning, we're talking about more development in neighborhoods.
Loss of jobs, big jobs, good earning jobs, that had a lot to do with it.
I say mall, but I don't say it's their fault. I say that change in trends, you know, just like right now. You know, we're changing our trend. We're doing the same thing now to the malls that the malls did to us back in the day.
Right.
Everybody's coming back downtown. the key to that is gas. You know, you used to fill up a car for what, Bill?
Oh, it used to be $5 you could fill a tank up.
And now it's down there $5 for a gallon of gas. So you could get up on the West Side Drive out to Dayton Mall, Salem Mall, all of that. But now, and well, everybody coming back.
The trend now is the millennials, you know, and they're coming downtown and living in condos and stuff, and they don't want yard work, and they want their time to be their own. They want to read a book, they read it. They don't worry about mowing the yard.
Yeah, now that's what he just said. That's what I believe more so than arcade. Arcade going to be a beauty. But I believe you got these rich people buying these all around here. They ain't got nowhere to go. We need retail, wholesale, no-tail, all that mess. Hotels popping up down here, you know, and
the worms turn, you know, it's coming back.
Now they're coming back. It's going to be just like it was before the malls came, see.
So that's my exact next question. I think that's the kind of conversation we can end on, I think, is the future of downtown, especially downtown Dayton.
It's great. It's going to be great. I'm 77 years old. If I was just 57, I'd be happy. Because in about 10 years, just, you know, I'll be 87, come up 3 years before I'm 90, I might not be here. There's some people make it every now and then, but I don't know. But what I'm saying is it's great. I would love to live to see it. It ain't going to be right now like these people. Everybody want everything right now. You got to build, and it's building. I mean, I remember when I first went down there on where all these condos at, Sears Street and all through there, wasn't nothing down there but the welfare office and factory building. But downtown was booming. See? Then all them factory buildings out there, we had factories from where? From Third and Springfield at the B all the way out, all over toward Third Street. And that's where, and then they close all that down. Now, instead of going down there looking at a bunch of dead-ass buildings, what you see? These folks got doors, they got a yard about that big, but they got, and then they done built down the river. They got to go somewhere, man. We need some theaters. We need the same thing we had in the beginning. That's what we need down here now.
Yeah, we need a grocery store.
Ain't nobody going to get up and drive all the way to whatever mall it is to get breakfast, go down. Man, we going to have all that down here. We got it going, man. All they was worried about was that building over there. They say that's the key.
We're going to have a great downtown again. It's
the key is already in the lock.
It's coming back. Coming back fast.
Okay, going to turn it. It's already in the lock to open that all that out there. Man, you got guys that got backyards on the river, and then you got the, now you want to talk about something, talk about Fifth Third. So we got all kind of water sports over there. All we need is this is center, the hub. All we need is the center. And put something in here. You know, you know how many empty buildings over there by that arcade?
Man, well, you got UD behind it, you know, and everything, and that's a big pusher right there.
And this new guy that come in on the program, he ain't playing. Yeah. The new guy that just talked to the other day, he want it open, and he gonna open it.
Have we run our mouth enough?
No, this is perfect.
This has been great. Yeah, this is a great conversation. You know, well, it's good that you guys have a hopeful message for the future, which is what we're looking for.
The worm has really come around. It's turned. It's happening down here now. A lot of people are coming down here. The theater gets plenty of play down here on Fifth Street, and the arts, they're all doing well. You know, it's happening. I'm glad. I've been downtown person most of my life.
Yeah, I was going to ask, so how long have you kind of worked this barbershop? How long have you kind of worked
downtown
around
here?
I've been
working as a barber since 1980. And I've been a barber for 50 years. But I have been coming downtown ever since I was probably 8 years old. My brother brought me down here. He was older. He was 2 years older. Me and him come down here. And it, you know, I didn't know any better. I thought we was in New York or Chicago because it was just shoulder to shoulder people. And we discovered Reich's department store, which is one of the best department stores in the Midwest. And you know, we rode the elevator until they told us to quit. And
I like to come down here and get on them stairs.
Oh yeah.
Hey, that motherfucker running. That was new to me. I'm 77 years old. I was 10 years old, 9 years old. You get on those stairs, and I like to see. Only thing bothered me about those stairs, you know where they go down in? I was worried about where my foot fit through there. So I stepped back on the edge, see? But I would go up there, and finally they told me, say, man, come here. I said, well, get your ass. I haven't seen you pass me 90 times. You ain't bought nothing.
Little did I know that I was going to get to know David Reich and a lot of the big people in Dayton, you know, the movers and the shakers of Dayton. And which was really pretty neat, too. You know, people behind it all.
See, it's just like one thing helps another. See what I'm saying? Now, everybody down here wearing that I got on some myself, and I'm a shine boy. But see, what people don't understand, it ain't that I love, they love Air Jordan or Michael Jordan. Ain't a way to get your shoes fixed. Huh? So you go pay $200 for a pair of Stacy's? Con, what's his name, Con, and Johnson and Murphy, Dunbush, and then when the hill run over, you ain't got no way to get it fixed. So you get the next best thing. Since they talking about old Mike and them, but when they get, if they put shoe shops down, they got, we need everything down here, man. Yeah. We need everything. I used to sit in a stand like that that didn't look happy. It looked like the top of that. Over there, he had a barbershop over there for about 20 years. How long?
I was across the street at Kettering Tower for 25 years.
He had a barbershop. When he moved out, I had two chairs sitting in there. Hey, man, $100 a day was nothing. $100 a week is good now. Ain't nobody wearing no shoe. But it's great, man. It's going to help the downtown a lot. But I'm going to tell you, but you're taking a survey, but you need to think like this. What made the arcade all of a sudden so important? Then come down to 3rd and Main, or right here at this next corner, and look. And guess what you see? Condos out the behind. And them people got to have somewhere to spend that money. And see, that's why this is going to be it. Because if the arcade open, like they're going to open it, and it's, but if you'll notice, it's more onto St. Clair and all them out-of-state students and apartments, see? And that business area down there, they're trying to redo that. The arcade is going to be the great. But it takes what's out here on the edge to make it. You could have been the stuff that back down there. But before these people bought all around this area, it had just been sitting there, just like the rest of the building. But now you got a chance to have business.
Have we give you guys?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that'll be it. Yeah, sorry if we overstayed your welcome. This is perfect. Sorry if we overstayed your welcome. This is great.
No, this is fine. I just want to make sure that you guys...
Oh, this is excellent. This is wonderful. Oh, yeah, this is wonderful information. Yeah, this is great.
And I got to go south of town where I live.
And oh, yeah, you know, we finished up right now. This is a great thing to end on. Thanks so much.
I already
saying
that thing, so don't bring that up.
Okay. All right, if you guys already did it.
You already did, okay.
No worries.
That's fine.